Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Victor. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hey, my name is Andrew Ludwig.
Hey, Andrew. How are you doing today? How's it going so far?
Oh, you know, just hanging in there.
It's good. That's good to hear. Did you have any questions? Was there something in specific that you need your help with today?
Yeah, I just need to make a payment.
All right, we'll go ahead and pull up your account. A&W Window Tint LLC, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, yes, I'm seeing the payment for $39. Is it going to be with the same card that we have on file ending in 1073?
Actually, so I got a new card.
Okay. In that case, let me just go ahead and set up everything really quick just so we can put that new card. All right, so we're going to go ahead and update this one. What would the new card number be?
It's going to be 5178-4040. 0001 6773.
What's the expiration month and year?
It's gonna be 0928.
And the security code?
Security code is going to be 788.
Okay, let me go ahead and update that. Just to make sure, is this one a MasterCard too?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so it's been updated successfully. Let me go ahead and process the payment. Do I have your permission address to process the payment for 39 cents?
Yep.
Card ending in 6773?
Yep.
Okay, let me go ahead and process that now. Okay, so I got a little error on my end. Didn't let me process the payment. Let me just
double check.
What was
the card again? Yeah.
Right now I can't see the card number anymore. I can only see the last four. Let me go ahead and input all the numbers one more time, and I'll confirm them with you. Could you provide them to me, please?
That's 5178-4040-0001.
0001 6773. All right, so I'm going to repeat it to you one more time, making sure I have it right. That's 5178-4040-0001-6773.
Yep.
And expiration is September 2028.
Yep.
Security code 788.
Yes.
Okay, and it's a MasterCard, right?
Right.
Go ahead and update that once again. And I'll try and process the payment now. Okay, yeah, it's still not letting me process the payment. On my end, the error that's showing up is invalid or expired card. And well, clearly it's not expired, right?
Yes. It's 2028, man, so I don't know why it's expired.
Of course. No. For some reason, it's not letting me process it. I'm going to go ahead and check it out with my team to see if it's maybe some sort of issue on my end.
Oh, is there a way I can pay it on? Can I pay through the website or something? Because I... Like, through local Splash? I have to call in? There you go.
Usually all payments are done automatically, and it would have to be through us.
Hold in.
But right. let me just go ahead and double check everything out on mine really quick. I'll give you a call back in like around 15
minutes. You change like a billing address or something on it, or what?
No, the billing address should be fine as long as we have the correct phone number. I mean the correct card number, right? But
right.
Did your billing address change?
No, billing address would be the same.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What's the billing?
What was that?
What is the billing address?
The billing address we have is 4539 Clark Fork Place, Colorado Springs, 80923.
Yeah, that's it. I should try to purchase something along with you. If this card is activated, I just did this call.
Oh, because it's not like blocked, or you don't have to authorize any kind of payment or anything like that?
No.
Go ahead and check out something on my end here really quick. Because we did get the card number right, but...
Oh, yeah, I typed it in. It says it's invalid for some reason.
Oh, it's showing up the same as on your end?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I can process this.
Okay.
Yeah, for some reason, it won't even let me continue. I have to call the card company. It's cool. I'm going to call them and see what happens. I'll call you back.
Okay, definitely. I'll check things on my end just to make sure as well. And if there's anything on our end, I'll definitely reach out to you, okay?
All right, thank you, bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.